AJ and Fez. Freeway and Scuzz. Leeway and Fez. CJ and Buzz.
Mighty TMA. Good morning, CJ and Buzz at 7:10. 10 after 7.
Fog this morning. Passable. Flooding this morning.
Be passable if you get through it.
That's right.
42 degrees right now, north side.
Mighty TMA with Donald Fagan. What a beautiful world. 4:51 with Steve Harrigan. And out enjoying the beautiful sunshine is Carolyn in the TMA Dodger spotter van.
It sure is. I'm a Hyundai Orange MG, South Carolina license, MFV125, and I've got myself another winner. I'll be back to you in just a moment.
All righty, thank you very much, Carolyn. Just another way that you can qualify to win $1,000 in cash and $500 in groceries from Dodge.
You are listening to the Mighty TMA.
Yes, indeed. This is John Quincy, along with a very special guest here. You know, we could put on the best programming in the world at this radio station, but if not for guys like our next guest, there's no way you would be able to hear us. I'm joined today by a guy who's been very, very important to WTMA in the last few years, Bruce Roberts. Bruce Roberts, welcome into the WTMA studios. We talk about radio station in the 70s and 80s. Now, Bruce, you grew up in Charleston listening to WTMA, right, like everybody else?
It was awesome.
And who were some of the people that you remember listening to?
Well, just these guys right here.
Gary London and John Burwell.
Everybody you've been talking about. And like somebody said, you'd walk into a store and you'd hear a voice. It's like today when you walk in and you hear a television news person. It was the same way then. You'd hear one of these radio guys. You're like, wow, I know that voice.
The guys were stars, weren't they?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Now, we want to try to tie this up as far as bringing WTMA into its current format. As we mentioned before, if you listen to WTMA in the first part of 1989, they were playing a satellite-fed program. A guy by the name of Dan Moon happened to be running the radio station. He would do the morning show live. The rest of the time, the programming came from elsewhere. And you could tell by listening to the radio station that very few people cared about WTMA, what was once a rich top 40 radio station that everybody in town listened to had just kind of sounded neglected.
Yeah, well, the company that owned them, they owned TMA and 95SX.
The former WTMA FM. Yeah.
And so really they only cared about the FM, 95SX. So Dan was the only person taking care of TMA at the time. And so it was in disrepair. It was just totally neglected. It was a sad thing. But Dan was holding it together. I mean, he had Band-Aids on everything and just had it all together. And he was real proud of what he was doing. And he was doing a good job, but nobody was really paying attention to him. So the guy who owned it, that was Faircom.
Faircom, Joel Fairman.
Yeah. He sold it to Bill Dudley and Hugh Jett. Together.
A couple of local guys who knew what WTMA was all about.
Well, yeah.
Or had been about.
And TMA was the reason Bill came here in the 70s.
Bill Dudley was a former engineer at the radio station. You can see his picture up at WTMAmemories.com.
Bill was real passionate about TMA and really knew what its potential was, as well as Hugh. And they had a little experience with talk format before with the WKCN format.
Which was 910.
910, yeah. So the plan, they hired me on May 15th. Of 89, and I had 15 days to prepare the station for talk.
Now, you were the chief engineer. I don't think we've explained that. He's the guy that solders all the wires together and makes it possible for you to hear our voices.
Not the Indian hat.
No.
Not that kind of chief.
You don't drive a train.
That kind of chief. But anyway, I had 15 days to get it ready for talk, and Dan, bless his heart, was like, I don't know about this talk thing, you know.
Wait a minute. Dan Moon, a legend in talk radio in Charleston, was not convinced that that talk radio would work.
And he and I talked about this last week. He was like, you know, I didn't believe it was going to work. He said, I was committed to country, and I liked what I was doing, but the thought of changing to talk, he says, no, you couldn't convince me then that talk format would make it.
But it happened, and something interesting happened with WKCN, that was the call letters?
Yeah.
WKCN 910. They had some programs. They ran a guy by the name of Rush Limbaugh and some other pretty decent shows.
Yeah.
But they were only like 500 watts. They had Bruce Williams, yeah.
Yeah. So they had a deal already worked out that on June 1st, I think it was, we took all the formats basically from that station.
So WTMA stole the programming away from WKCN.
Yeah. They sure did.
The big 5,000-watt radio station picking on the little 500-watt radio station.
Yep, they cleaned them up. I think they went big band or something after that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now they're pretty much close to that today as WTMZ. Yeah.
Right. All else fails.
But it rocked along, you know, for a few months, and it was slowly, you know, increasing in ratings and was doing quite well. But really, what happened in September?
September 21st, 1989.
Was what put it on.
Hurricane Hugo. And what was that like?
That was interesting.
We've got a minute.
We were told to kind of evacuate, but come back the next day, and I can give you all the details about what happened the next day.
Oh, yeah. WTMA was on the air.
Oh, yeah.
And people were listening. It was one of the few radio stations on the air. And Dan Moon was on, and he talked about WTMA, talked to people out there.
Yeah,
and the rest
was a
history.
Beautiful thing.
It put WTMA on the map, and still today, WTMA is the news talk radio station in Charleston, still having that lead after 15 years. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. Bruce, thank you so much for sharing your story from your perspective on the last days of WTMA as a music station and getting into the talk radio format, how that started. Dan Moon said it never could be done. But
and it was done.
It was done thanks to folks like Dan Moon and the other folks here at WTMA. Thanks a lot, Richard Todd. Back on Monday. Keep it right here. Bortz after the news at 10 o'clock on the mighty TMA.